Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Yo, yo.
What's going on, Beast? How are you?
Blessed, man. I'm blessed. What's going on with you? How are you?
I'm doing good. Living the dream, I guess you can say, in Houston. So,
Word. Let's go ahead and dive right into it. Introduce yourself for all the podcast listeners out there and give three things you're grateful for.
Yeah, absolutely. Maurice, I am definitely grateful for my family, better healthy living. And just being financially stable is something I'm really grateful for.
To be thriving instead of surviving.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, amen. Let's actually go back to that. Let's actually stay there. Let's because the goal is to kind of dive into your story and how you got to where you're at, to this thriving space. So take me back years ago. For all the podcast listeners out there, I actually met Reese when I moved to Nelsonville, Ohio, Hocking College. That was 2012, somewhere around 10 years ago. Wow. Take me back 10 years ago. Who were you? You know, what was your mindset like? You know, what was your situation? Kind of bring me up to speed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to take you back to my surviving stages for sure. So I'm originally from the south side of Chicago. In my childhood, I wasn't stable, right? We moved around a lot. I went to different schools. I went to four different schools in 4 years. End up having to drop out of school just because of, my credits end up shorter each time. Each time I transferred, my credits got shorter. So it took me to a space, and that's how I ended up in Ohio, honestly. I dropped out of school my senior year, got my GED. And then I went to Hocking College. That was literally the only school that was willing to accept me right out the gate, right? Versus my other community colleges in Chicago, which is not a good setting for me. Chicago wasn't the best setting for anyone that's growing up on the South Side. So it brought me to Hocking, and it was a bit of a culture shock. It was in the middle of nowhere. Like, if anyone know what Nelsonville is, or do a Google search of Nelsonville, it's literally one grocery store in the whole town. So it wasn't ideal. I was very bored. It was really challenging. It was like one of my most challenging academic years. So I ended up being there and continue the same path that I was on before. And I was just not doing good academically. And I just needed to change the scenery. So I ended up meeting you there within that year. About a year and a half I was there. I ended up leaving to go to Western Illinois University to pursue my degree there. I had a come to Jesus moment, I guess you can say, in Western Illinois. Like, you know, I got my GED, I had that second chance, and I was just blowing it, you know? So I just finally realized, like, hey, you got to buckle up and get this done, because I'm going to be a failure. That's how I looked at it, you know? So I buckled up, got it done. Didn't know what I wanted to do, more communications at the time. So I didn't know anything I wanted to do with my life. So I, you know, kind of flirted around with education. So I started teaching right out of college. I joined this program called Teachers for America, and they sent me over to Compton. Yeah, I know Compton sounds like really bad, but I mean, that's literally like the type of environment I'm from. I'm from the South Side of Chicago. I found it really easy to connect with the children there. And I just developed that passion for it. Like, I developed passion for education. Ended up getting recruited to a company in LA. And from there, I just been with the same company, and they've been, you know, really happy with my work. And this is I've been at the most top of level of success here. And I'm just continuing to build on that and making that impact for the youth.
Amen. So let's go back to that that survival stage that you were talking about, you know, from going to Chicago, you know, dropping out, having to get your GED, and then you changed environment. So you went from Chicago to Nelsonville, Ohio, because you had to. And then from there, you went to Western Illinois because you chose to. What was the difference in the change of scenery? Because one change of scenery didn't necessarily lead to a change in results, but the second change of scenery did. So what was, you know, what was that switch?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it was just, you know, obviously Western Illinois is a little closer to home. I was able to connect with family more and some friends there, and just being able to pick that environment, right? Being able to just have a choice finally, you know, made better sense to me, to choose a school like that where I'm well connected with family members and also friends. So that environment actually helped me a lot. I mean, I remember sharing dorms with my cousin. My cousin's on the football team. He pushed me a lot just to get out. I noticed one time I was like, you know, just pretty much sleeping in. He's like, dude, what you doing? You know, like we can't do this. We can't go back home to the same environment. So just having a different like support system has made me you know, more successful at Western Illinois.
So it was a support system. So how do you decide who gets into your support system? Because there's a lot of people, and I was one of those people as well. Like high school, your friends just become like the first people that you meet. Like if you meet a group of people on the first day of school, they just end up being your friend for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily make the conscious choice. It's just like, hey, these are the people that are closest to me. Same thing. You go to Nelsonville. Like we're the only black people, so it's like, hey, like these are my friends, this is my support group, like, and then you go to like, so how do you go about choosing the people to surround yourself with?
Yeah, so I first started, honestly, man, I first started off, I was involved in a lot of like community services and things like that, and just like opening my mind to new people, because I'm the same way, bees. Like I started off like my high school homies that, you know, still like associates to this day, they're living the same life, right? So in order to get out that lifestyle, you have to see someone else's lifestyle, right? So I started doing a bunch of like community service, getting connected with different people. And then one day I just met the president of the university. His name is Dr. Jack Thomas. He became a really big mentor of mine. He is the president of Central State University now. But yeah, like he became a big mentor of mine, and he put me around, you know, people that look like myself. He's a black man. He's an alpha, you know, Alpha Phi Alpha, part of the fraternity there. So he put me around people like myself that want the same thing, you know, to get out that environment and do bigger things. And a lot of people that he mentored is working in education. So I did take on that, and I just started being around more like-minded people. And from there, you know, people are gonna call you fake and things like that, but you know, it's not about growing with a purpose, you know?
Hit on two: growing with a purpose, and then making the conscious. You said the word that I got was exposure.
Yeah,
You
pretty
decided
much.
to expose yourself to something different. So let's talk about that exposure, because I'm sure being from the South Side of Chicago, like you probably felt out of sorts initially, like I don't belong here. There might have been some imposter syndrome. Talk to me about how you felt during that transition, like getting exposed to new things.
Oh yeah, it was definitely like I call it a culture shock, right? Like I never done like summer camps. I never participated in summer camps, but I was like you know, a volunteer, and I was looking over kids and things like that. So that was different. Or you know, volunteering at different you know, like walks and things like that. Like we did walks around the town for different causes and things like that. Was just different. Like we didn't do those things in Chicago, you know, South Side of Chicago growing up. I mean, like, dude, everything we did on the weekend, it wasn't stuff like that. And I wish I got exposed to it earlier. But it was like, hey, you want to go hoop at the gym? It was like, you know, that was all the resources we had growing up in the South Side of Chicago, was pretty much to hang out. And when you hang out too much in the streets, you tend to, you know, go to people that's not really doing well for themselves. So I wasn't involved in a lot. We actually made fun of people who was involved in Boy Scout and things like that. But if I would have known what I know today, like that was a program that that obviously puts you in the right hands, you know?
So now let's fast forward. You're in Houston now, and you have a family.
Yes, two kids, a wife,
Man, so let's talk about that transition. So you go from going from surviving to striving, and then you go from striving to thriving, as in having a family, being able to support a family. So go ahead and talk to me about that transition and what changed for you, if anything did change, right? I mean, I'm assuming that once you made up your mind, you know, to have a better life, you just started that upward trajectory. But go ahead and walk me through that process as far as like having a family, starting a family, and maybe even some of the challenges and the wins that come from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so parenthood is definitely challenging. I try to put, you know, like, obviously, you know, coming from Southside Chicago, I don't want them to face the same challenges I did. But I do kind of want them to, you know, grow up in an environment that makes them a little tougher, because you're going to need that, especially growing up as a minority, you know. But it's just been, you know, keeping them active is really big. Keeping them involved in different things. I don't believe in just them playing one sport. They have to try different things. You know, maybe gymnastics, yoga, just, you know, opening their environment to different things, stuff that I wasn't exposed to as a youngin', you know. So that has been like my main priority, is just getting them involved and just, you know, breaking them out of the shell, you know. So I was just mentioning, my older son, he's really shy. So I was like, I'm gonna put him in a dance class, you know, like that's gonna break him out of the shell, you know.
How old is
he? He's four.
Four.
Yeah. So when you put them in a position where they're like uncomfortable, eventually they become a little comfortable, you know. So just open them up to different things, and maybe they won't have that fear as they get older and follow their own dreams and goals, you know.
And I love it too, because like you're willing to let him be uncomfortable and let him tell you, Daddy, no, I don't want to do this. But you're like, do it anyway, because like what you're building in him is that resiliency.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point that out, because like I deal with a lot of families as a basketball coach and trainer where they don't want their kids to experience hardship. Maybe they came from hardship. But so like talk to me about that concept, because it's like on one hand, you might see them struggling, because I'm sure you're going to see this. He's only four, so you got another at least 14 years. So how do you plan on, you know, him coming through these challenges? And, you know, our gut reaction when we see somebody we care for struggling is to fix it for them. So, like, what are some things that you're doing now to kind of build that muscle for yourself to kind of, like, let's say, let go of the leash and kind of let him kind of figure it out himself?
Yeah, you got to I teach them independency, you know. Some things you're going to have to fix on your own. I'm not going to be there all the time, you know. So if you go off to school, like I went off to school, right? And when I went to Nelsonville, you can vouch for this. I knew no one there. I knew no one there. I was like literally the only person like from Chicago probably there. I knew no one. But it put me in a spot to, you know, go out and meet friends. I had to go meet y'all and, you know, and participate in things with y'all. But as far as that goes, like, yeah, just teach them independency and teach them how just to be his own person and learn how to solve things on his own, too, you know. I don't want him to feel like he has to reach out to me for every problem, because I'm not going to be here all the time. So eventually when I'm gone, he's not going to be able to reach out to me. He has to figure it out. So I try to, you know, teach them how to be independent like that.
Mm. Yeah. So if you had to go back in time and let's say you were able to have a conversation with 16-year-old Reese, what are some things that you would tell him? Like, what are some things that you would advise him to do going forward?
I would advise him to get off your ass and do something. I was very lazy. Yeah, very, very lazy, you know. Man, I was super lazy. And, you know, when they say hard work pays off, man, it really does. And we don't understand that being young, you know. We don't understand, like, the amount of effort you put in something is the amount of you're going to get back. And, like, you know, I thought education was a game. I thought going to school was a joke. I was there for the wrong reasons. So I was like, oh, man, it was girls. And even though it wasn't that many girls – at Hawken, I still found trouble, you know? So, but yeah, just, you know, being a little bit more serious and like, you know, just, I would tell myself like, hey, you need to get up and figure out your point in life, you know? And I kind of figured that out late and I don't regret it, but I just wish I would have known my purpose a little earlier. I didn't take life serious. Yeah.
Hey, have you ever wondered what it's like to train like a world-class athlete? Look no further. The Masters app is here for you. All right. What it does is there's world-class athletes like Caleb Dressel, who's a swimmer. All right. Nick Von Ruff, who's a surfer. We got Sean White, who's a snowboarder. Asia Wilson, WNBA player. Bam Adebayo, NBA players. Players like that. Okay, these world-class athletes become your personal trainers. Okay, with the Masters app, they offer unique training programs that are four-week fitness and mind programs. All right, so you'll get all of these programs with video tutorials on how to complete the exercises, all right, and the athletes demonstrating the exercises for you for a small upfront cost of $12.50 a month. I mean, we're talking 50 cents a day here to train with world-class athletes. All right, click the link in the show notes to get started.
So any last thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, man?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just like if you ever feel stuck, man, you can do anything. Like I literally came from a background. I dropped out of school. Like, you know, like the odds was against me there. And now I went to school, got my bachelor's, then went to UNLV, got my master's, taught. And like you can literally do anything. As long as you put your best foot forward. Like, I always tell people that.
I'm going to piggyback off of that, man, because you said it, find your purpose, man.
Yep, exactly.
Once you find your purpose, it doesn't become work. It becomes play. It just becomes a joyful journey.
Yep, and finding something that you're really happy doing. You know, everybody chases the money. It's not all about that. I'd rather get up every day and just enjoy what I do. Like, hey, I'm chilling. I enjoy what I do. It's fun, and just follow your passions.
Amen. Well, I appreciate you, man, taking your time out of your busy schedule. I know it was good to see you when I was in Houston, even though it was brief and short-lived, but a blessing nonetheless, and I'll definitely be back.
Oh, yeah, we're going to definitely catch up. We got to have lunch or something.
Yeah, man. Again, appreciate you hopping on the podcast, sharing your story.
And thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, because it's been, like I said, it's been like 10 years.
Yeah.
Talking. And I remember Darius was telling me, like, yeah, Reese is, once when he moved to Chicago, he was like, yeah, Reese is from here. Like, I think you were in Chicago for a short stint or something like that.
Yeah.
And
he
went to Houston and was like, hey, Reese is here too.
Yeah. I've been around. I started with this company. It was a startup. So they've just been sending me to different offices to start up the company. So that's pretty cool.
Actually, let's not end it just yet. Let's take a couple more minutes. So this startup that you're working with, I actually want to dive into that because a lot of times, and you said it, you said, you know, follow your passion and what you're interested in and don't follow the bag. Yeah. So, I mean, working for the startup, my assumption is that initially you probably weren't getting paid what you would have liked. What was it about the company or the organization that made you want to stay and continue to build with them?
Yeah, so when I started at the company, man, I was number six employee. I think I was making like 60 grand. I was just a regular consultant. I was making like 60, 70 grand a year. And what made me stick it out, man, it was fun. Shoot, it was fun. They treated me well. I never got treated like this before, you know. I actually enjoyed the work. And then the work itself was fun. I was connecting with different principals and superintendents of districts. And it was easy to talk to them, you know, and connect with them as well. I also told my story. They just couldn't believe it, you know. So it was really fun. The CEO treated me really well. And from there, it was just a bunch of growth opportunities too. You know, I was number six. Now I think we have over 100 employees now. And I moved up really, really fast. So now I'm at a spot where I just feel really good at. And then plus... it's just, I still love the work, you know? Yeah, so I've been there. I stuck it out 3 years, and it just moved up really fast. But just sticking with it, man, that's what I did, for real. And it was a blessing. They actually –
No, my bad. No, you're good. Go ahead. Continue.
I said they actually, you know, they recruited me there. I had never knew about this company and said, hey, we like your background, we want you to come. So I think it was just a blessing. It was my calling.
Yeah. I was going to, the thing that I had remembered was it was the investment. Like, people only think about investments as far as monetary investments, but that was a time and life investment that you decided to make, and not just take the opportunity, like, again, like, I'm just about to make some bread. Like, no, you took the opportunity, like, yo, what can I get out of this?
Yep.
You went all in with it.
Yeah. And I'm happy about it. I get unlimited PTO, benefits paid for, so it's all good with me, you know?
To have fun and do it.
Yeah, just have fun. As long as the work done, I can take off anytime I want. And that's like, you know, it ain't been like that since day one. So I love that, you know?
Amen. Well, I don't think I have any further questions unless you got anything else to add. I think I'm all set over on this side, man. That definitely gave me some insight into your journey over the last 10 years. I'm sure that there's a lot of smaller stories that we'll save for when we link up for lunch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
All right, man. You have a blessed day, and I'll be in touch, Ross.
All right, for sure. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Peace.
Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.